but not so the one who abstains from excess. Instead, he sits in safety, watching other men's disasters, and takes pleasure in a pure and enduring way, pursuing the lifestyle suitable for a free person. With this knowledge, let us avoid the harmful feasts of excess and adhere to a modest table, so that being in good shape both in soul and body, we may both practice all virtue and obtain the future blessings through the grace and mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, with whom the Father, with the Holy Spirit, be given glory, power, and honor now and forever, and to the end of the age. Amen.